This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
You guys know that the Dolphins were interested in Jadeveon Clowney, right? And I don't know if you know this, but Jadeveon Clowney was offered also a contract by the Cleveland Browns. And so Miami offered him money, but actually the Browns offered him the most money. And he turned that down too. The Browns, according to Adam Schefter on the Next Level podcast, he said, I just think he had balked to go to Cleveland for whatever reason. I think he's been hesitant to go because if he wasn't, he would have gone already because it's the most money, it's the richest offer on the table, and he hasn't taken it. Clowney's 27 remains on the free agent list out there, and apparently they offered in the neighborhood of $21 million, and he turned it down. That's weird, man.
What the hell is this guy thinking?
He goes, I don't know if people think I'm hurt because what I went through because of the core or because of previous years. I'm ready. I'll be ready to go whenever the time comes. Whoever I sign with, the best version, they'll get the best version of me. In Schefter's report, the Browns offered close to $21 million, which was his per year target. He turned down the Dolphins and the Seahawks at 18.5 and 17 million respectfully. Okay. Now, DeMarcus Lawrence signed a five-year, $105 million contract, and Khalil Mack signed a six-year, $141 million contract. I don't know if he's waiting for something like that. Okay? So I don't know who's going to commit that kind of money to him. I don't know if he keeps waiting, but the money is drying up as you wait. Not that people are being signed right now, but most everybody's been signed now. So most of the cap spaces have been taken up. Very few teams like the Dolphins still have a lot of cap space. But are you waiting for money and a contender? Because most contenders don't have money now at this point. You know what I mean? It's not like there's a lot of contenders sitting around going, yeah, we got $22 million for you. Come on down. And if you want to offer them that money, go ahead. But this is a guy that averages 9 sacks a year. I just can't give that kind of money to that guy. For the Dolphins, I understood it was a short-term deal, so they were just going to add to their pass rush, and it's not a guy that they were going to commit to long-term. And maybe that's what he wanted. He wants that $130 million deal from the Dolphins. And listen, he would have gotten that deal if it was Mike Tannenbaum in place. But Mike Tannenbaum's not in place. So I'm not sure what the hell Jadeveon Clowney is waiting for. I really don't know. Last year, it was Le'Veon Bell mishandling his career and holding out for a year and leaving $15, $16 million, whatever it was, on the table. Money he never made up for it again. Or it was 2 years ago, I'm sorry. This year, it's watching Jadeveon Clowney screw up his career. I don't get it. At this point, man, if you're somewhere in the ballpark and like Seattle wanted you, if they wanted you at a reasonable rate, why didn't you just go to Seattle, man? That's a pretty good team. You know what? If you want to turn down the Dolphins because they're in rebuild mode, I get it. You've got a rebuilt knee. You don't have a lot of time. You know, you want to make sure that you have a shot at contending and the Dolphins aren't going to be contending for a couple years. I get that. At least I get that. But when a good team's offering you decent money and you know you've got that knee injury and you really have never turned into that elite pass rusher that everybody thought you were going to be, and it's not your fault, dude. You blew out your knee. The fact that you've come back from that knee and you've had a good career, it's actually a great accomplishment in his part. But he never turned into the pass rusher that people thought he was going to be. Never. At no point he ever turned into that player.
the guy that flips over the sled in practice, right?
Right.
The beast.
Yes, exactly. I just, you know, it's weird, man. It's really odd. All right, let's do this.
He's got a very inflated opinion of himself, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.